Virgil Ortiz is not paid by the hour. And he showed that in his fight against former sparring partner Thomas Delorme. Now, Virgil Ortiz needed to look good in this fight because he wants to fight with Tim Tzu going forward. And, yeah, I thought that Delorme really started quite brightly. I thought that Ortiz was watching him, cagey, and I thought that Delorme hit an overhand right, which was blocked, of course, by Virgil Ortiz Jr., and he put some pressure on. I thought he was in and out nicely. Thought he showed some pep. I thought he showed some... He exerted some pressure. And then Ortiz whacked in a fantastic left hand to the body, right on the money, kindly around the liver. That's a sickening shot, isn't it? And Delorme just couldn't get up from that. As commentary said, it's very early in the fight. I think he's getting up from this. No, it was round one. And that's the boxing of boxing feeding into the business of boxing that I keep banging on about, because now Virgil Ortiz is, Jr. is well placed for that fight with Tim Tzu. And he did it in an extraordinary way. What we also will be saying is, well, you know, could have put three or four rounds in the locker and just to see if how he coped with that pressure that Delorme was bringing on. But then you can never say that, can you? You can never say, oh, I really shouldn't have got him with that shot. I mean, you know, it's not that Ortiz Jr. probably thought, I'll put him out of there with that. I'll get him out of the first round, that'll be good. But that's what happened, because it was a superb body punch. And we keep saying, and I will keep saying, body punches are extraordinarily difficult to shake off, particularly those shots that are around the liver area. I mean, that just put him down when we saw that with body punches. Was it last week? The week before last, wasn't it? Extraordinary. And he marches on to a fight with Tim Tzu, which is not a bigger fight as it was a while ago, is it now? But that's an incontrovertible way to do it. And didn't even break a sweat. Ta-ta.